You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Visiting one of California's national treasures will be a little bit easier next summer. Yosemite National Park announced it's no longer requiring reservations to enter the park for summer of 2023. The reservation system was put in place in 2020 to stymie the flow of people flocking to the park during the early months of the pandemic, and it remained through 2021 and even this summer, partly due to park renovations. While some environmentalists hailed the decision to limit the number of park visitors, the reservation system put a squeeze on Mariposa County's tourism economy. The park does admit it's been struggling to address overcrowding and congestion at one of America's most popular national parks for decades and hopes to apply the lessons learned over the last three summers to improve visitor experience while preserving Yosemite's natural splendor. We're going to chat with the Yosemite Mariposa County Tourism Bureau in just a moment. But first, joining us to talk more about the park's decision is Scott Gedeman, park ranger and spokesperson for Yosemite National Park. Ranger Gedeman, welcome to Insight. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So this is a big change in the last few years for Yosemite. What led the park to decide to suspend the visitor reservation system for next summer?
Well, as you put it, we peaked in visitation at over 5 million visitors back in 2016, and then we're at about 4 million since then. And as folks know that come to Yosemite, gridlock and traffic congestion has been a problem. We learned a lot, as you mentioned, in 20 and 21 with the reservation system during the pandemic, and this year with a lot of the improvements. And so what we're doing is we're building on what we've learned the last three summers. And also, we have a lot of those renovation projects that you mentioned are coming to completion. This includes the Glacier Point Road is being renovated, a new welcome center in Yosemite Valley with additional parking, an improved traffic circulation pattern. So with all of these things in place, we haven't tested them with full visitation. So our idea is to basically not have the reservation system for next summer for 2023. And as you mentioned, we're launching the planning effort and we really want the public's input on how to manage Yosemite into the future.
Given that you're based in the Valley, how has the past three summers been just kind of taking in a drastically different flow of traffic and people throughout Yosemite?
It's been very interesting, and a lot of visitors, as you mentioned, really like it. We're seeing a fewer lines at the entrance station. People aren't having trouble parking. Shuttle buses aren't as full. The trails aren't as full. So it's really improved the visitor experience. And so our goals, of course, are to sustain an outstanding visitor experience, protect Yosemite's precious resources, and also provide a safe visit for both park visitors and employees. So we're launching our planning effort to hopefully come up with a plan to bring Yosemite into the future.
You know, given that you have been grappling with congestion and gridlock for decades, and you talked about that, you know, leading into 2020, you know, when having these conversations about solutions, how do you plan to overcome those challenges for the park in addressing potentially more congestion and traffic issues come next summer?
Well, that's a great question, and thank you very much. Just next week, we're launching our plan. It's called the Visitor Access Management Plan. And the first step of this, it's an environmental assessment through the NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act. Through that venue, we're looking for input from everyone, from park visitors, from people like Jonathan, the business community, elected officials. And we want people to bring these issues to the table. As I mentioned, we've got a lot of infrastructure improvements. We're super excited to get the Glacier Point Road reopened, open the Welcome Center, all of that kind of thing. But basically, we're really looking for public support. As people know, Yosemite has been popular for a long time. The traffic congestion has been there. And so we learned a lot from the past three summers, and we're hoping to build on that. And the public's participation is integral. And I urge the public to watch our website, watch our social media channels. And just at the end of next week, our goal is to launch this full-scale planning effort.
Yeah, and there's going to be scaling up even logistically and with staffing, I would imagine, come next summer. I mean, back in 2016, as you mentioned, the park saw over 5 million visitors. The number did drop to 2.3 million in 22 and then to 3.3 million with the loosening of some restrictions. But over the last decade, the national park system overall lost about 16% of its staffing nationwide. What is the staffing situation at Yosemite as it prepares for potentially, you know, millions of more visitors come next year?
Again, that's a great question. And here in Yosemite, like everyone else around in the private industry and outside of the park, is that we're really facing staffing challenges. As you mentioned, this is a challenge throughout the national park system. We're simply not seeing as many people apply as they used to. And so we are making a concerted effort to go to job fairs, to let people know jobs are available, to post on social media. So you're absolutely right. Both us with the National Park Service and the concessioner, Yosemite Hospitality, a great partner that runs all of the hotels, restaurants, retail establishments, things like that. Both Yosemite Hospitality and us are really looking at filling jobs. And that's actually what we're doing now during the off season, is looking at really staffing up. Because as you mentioned, with both these improvements in place and no reservations, we're anticipating a busy summer. And so we're staffing up the best we can.
Yeah, over the years, why do you think staffing has become a challenge? What are some of the reasons that you've been hearing for recruitment?
Well, that's so interesting, because I've been with the National Park Service for over 30 years now. And, you know, I love it. And it's always been real popular. But just over the last, I don't know, 5-10 years, there has just been issues with things like, we're hearing people living in remote areas, not a lot of technology, some housing challenges, cost of living, all of those kind of things. And so, you know, although we're here in Yosemite, we still need to, you know, fill up our cars with gas and you know, pay bills and things like that. So really, those are the kind of things, kind of real world issues we're grappling with and doing the best we can to try to attract some good people to come work here in the park.
And we're just about to get to Mariposa County, but I did want to ask, how does Yosemite work and partner and collaborate with gateway communities that are surrounding the beautiful national park?
That's a great question. And the gateway communities are truly our partners. Jonathan is going to come on next in the Mariposa Visitors Bureau. Other gateway communities such as Oakhurst, Sonora, Lee Vining, and Mammoth over on the east side, we work collaboratively with these gateway communities, everything from messaging, how to visit the park. They've got great visitor centers in their communities. And so educating visitors, working with us on promoting things, you know, like the plan, for example, or exciting things in the park. So they really are our partners. And we've learned over the years that the more the visitors learn about the park and plan their visit before they get to the park, the better their visit's going to be. And they're going to get that information. And it's really going to help inform them and maximize their time. And the gateway communities play an integral role in that. And again, true partners. And we're so grateful and appreciative of all of their efforts. And they've been really supportive over the last 3 years and continue to be supportive. So, you know, in the terms of the whole area, we're all in this together and really working collaboratively with the gateway partners.
Yeah, I mean, it really is a beloved piece when going to the national park, for me personally, going to Lee Vining or Mariposa, Groveland. So let's get right to it. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we've been talking with Scott Gedeman with Yosemite National Park about his decision to suspend its visitor reservation program for next summer, 2023. So now let's turn to Jonathan Farrington, Executive Director of the Yosemite Mariposa County Tourism Bureau, to share how this decision is expected to impact the county's tourism industry. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Vicki. Good morning, everyone. It's great to be with you.
Thanks for making the time. So your organization really praised the park's decision to suspend the reservation program. How did this reservation system impact the tourism industry in Mariposa County?
Certainly. I mean, we do welcome the decision to postpone the reservation system for a year. Scott has mentioned a number of those reasons. I think an opportunity to have local community members, businesses, and not just in Mariposa County, but the surrounding counties, be part of that conversation, provide ideas, is really important. Mariposa County is an extremely rural county. We have just over 17,000 residents in 1,500 square miles. 50% of our county is reliant on tourism for its jobs, and there's just not the amount of space to diversify our economy. We're almost 90% national or protected lands through agriculture, Williamson Act. So the reservation system, pandemic, fires have had a great impact economically on our county. We've seen revenues drop from 2019 at over $475 million based on tourism to almost half of that during the first year of the pandemic, and about three quarters of about $370 million last year. So we're welcoming the break.
Yeah. I mean, when talking about the revenue that was lost, I mean, you mentioned in 2019, tourists spent over, you know, $476 million, and then it went down to $255 million in 2020 and 360 or some odd million in last year. But that's a potential loss difference of $320 million when combining 2020 and 2021. And behind these dollar signs are our people and businesses and the community. What impact has this had on Mariposa County, and where can you see the biggest impact?
As mountain folk, as we like to call ourselves, we're pretty resilient, and the community is resilient, but it has had a tremendous impact. We did see quite a drop in population between the prior census and the 2020 census. So clearly, a lot of people had to leave during the pandemic because of a loss of jobs. Housing and other things are issues. But we're welcoming this year off, so to speak, because worldwide, economically, visitation is down. I've just left Germany and talking to more than three dozen major travel companies. And visitation is only expected to be about 70% of normal next year, but yet the revenue, the amount of money people are spending, is almost 100 or 110% because of inflation, increased costs of flights, rental cars, lodging. So there'll be fewer people next year. So we aren't as concerned over a vehicle congestion issue this coming year, which gives a good break, I think, with the reservation system being looked at and considered and reevaluated.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. You know, maybe reflexively we think like, oh, it's a drive to Yosemite, but you have a huge demand typically of people flying all over the world to visit Yosemite, and you're projecting there to be it to not be as robust as it has been in years past prior to the pandemic due to inflation and buying power.
True. I mean, 65 in a normal year, 65% of all visitation in Yosemite comes from the California drive market. About 10% is domestic and 25% is international. In the last year, in this last summer, domestic and international traffic was way down. So day visitation was also way down. Most of the visitation came in overnight stays within the park. Within the boundaries, whether those were at the concession or private vacation homes or just outside of the park. So that we expect that decreased demand is going to continue next year and possibly for a few years to come.
Yeah, and the challenges really didn't stop over the last three summers. It wasn't only a reservation system or lower than expected tourism, but also, as you mentioned, multiple wildfires, including this past summer. What were some of the learning lessons that the Yosemite Mariposa County Tourism Bureau just has learned over, you know, the last three summers as, you know, the park is trying to strike the right balance of a positive visitor experience while preserving Yosemite and its natural beauty?
Absolutely. You know, Yosemite is a finite resource, and it can only, you know, get so much love. And I don't want to repeat so much of what Scott said. You know, we for years have known that educating the public is extremely important, and that Yosemite is an amazing park to visit during the shoulders and off seasons. And so from a tourism perspective, we're always promoting spring and fall and winter versus summer and trying to encourage those folks. You know, some people have kids that are at school. It's the only time they can visit But if people can avoid coming, you know, during the 60 to 70 days of peak vehicle traffic to do that, you know, what we've learned is, you know, being flexible, communicating really well with the public. Typically, wildfires haven't impacted people's experience other than the smoke. The smoke is the main issue, and we work very hard to communicate those issues, not being able to see the view and impacting people's experience. But unfortunately, for businesses here, what they've learned is, you know, restaurants are now operating 5 days a week, serving two meals instead of three. Store hours are much shorter. Inventories are much lower. So people have had to try to glean back their businesses just as far as they can.
Well, when you envision the future of Mariposa County and the gateway experience for both visitors and businesses, what do you see in a perfect world, in a perfect Mariposa, you know, County in Yosemite?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to quote the prior superintendent of Yosemite National Park, and he said that, you know, eventually with a reservation system, that the opportunities really come from a commercial perspective, that, you know, there may be changes that ultimately restrict some access in personal vehicles, but commercial tour companies, we've seen, you know, a couple of companies move their operations from San Francisco here locally to provide, you know, pay to use tour opportunities to visit the park. Yards, the Yosemite Area Transportation System is quite robust and provides great ways to access Yosemite National Park to get into the park itself. So we'll continue to educate and show that there are ways that we can potentially improve the visitor experience while still maximizing the number of vehicles that can get in the park.
Yeah, well, Major Gettleman, I'm going to ask you the same question. When you envision, you know, the future of Yosemite for both visitors and the surrounding gateway communities, what do you see, especially with your hindsight of 30 years with the National Park Service?
I'll just build on what Jonathan said. And, you know, we're looking at that balance. Of course, we want people to have a good experience and to have a quality experience in the park. Also, you know, protect the resources, protect the precious resources. And again, as Jonathan mentioned, we want to strike that balance to get people into the park. And, you know, as many people that want to visit, the national parks belong to the American people. But at the same time, we have an obligation to protect the park resources and manage visitation. So the perfect thing that we're looking for is finding that balance. And as Jonathan mentioned, that includes the gateway communities, the businesses, it includes park employees, it includes residents from the county, it includes people from all over the world that love Yosemite. So, well, this is really a moment in time. And again, I'll just ask people to really watch our website and our social media channels and get involved. I remember way back when in 1980, when I was in high school, I asked my dad to take me to a public meeting about the general management plan. And I remember, you know, over 40 years later. So this is really a huge opportunity for the park visitors and the American people, the true owners of Yosemite National Park, to have a say in how we're going to manage access to Yosemite as we move into the future.
So the type of input that's going to be taking place starting next week, this hasn't been done in about 40 years?
We have had plans. We have had like the Merced River plan and Tuolumne plan, and all of our planning efforts have included visitation and access and facilities, but we haven't had a standalone plan really ever to talk about visitor access. So as we talked about with the Glacier Point Road, which looks absolutely wonderful, by the way, I was up there a few weeks ago, with improved circulation with the new parking, we're really excited about all of these improvements to get people in. And so next summer will be a great learning experience. We'll build on the last three summers and just really try to move into the future with a system that benefits the park, benefits the visitors, benefits everybody. And we're really hopeful, and we're really hoping that the public will engage in this. And we're pretty confident. People love Yosemite. And so we're getting into the scoping period where people bring up issues on the table.
Yep.
And then we'll continue with virtual and in-person public meetings and go through. We're looking at about a 2-year process.
And we'll have
there's plenty of time.
Plenty of time. And we'll have to leave it at that. Thank you you both so much for taking the time. Scott Gedeman is the park ranger for Yosemite National Park, joined by Jonathan Farrington with Yosemite Mariposa County Tourism Bureau. You're listening to Insight. We're back in just a moment.